You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time of day it is where you are. Praise God. We are so happy and excited to be bringing to you a special program today, a special program of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Guess what? We are celebrating 9 years, 9 years anniversary. We want to give a shout out to our founder and the host and the director, Reverend Ray Rose. We'll be talking more about him later, but I just wanted to welcome everyone. We are recognizing 9 years in the ministry. To God be the glory. This program will feature a special interview, and then there'll be several of the hosts that are going to be sharing just a few words. But before we start, we're going to ask Mac if he will open us up in prayer. Mac? It
would be my honor. Our Father and our God, we first and foremost thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. For your word has said that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And we are most joyful tonight, oh God, as When Christians Speak Talk Radio celebrates 9 years of existence, 9 years of sharing the gospel, 9 years of praise and worship, and 9 years of acknowledging that you are the true and living God, and that all hope is built on Jesus Christ, who is the foundation for everything that we believe in. And tonight, oh God, we not only celebrate the institution, but the founder, the visionary of that institution in one Reverend Ray Rose. We thank you, O God, for his dedication. We thank you, O God, for his steadfastness. We thank you, O God, for his perseverance in doing whatever needed to be done to assure that this ministry would be relevant, would be real, and would be rejoicing all 9 years and counting. Father God, we thank you for every host who is here with us. We thank you, oh God, for every platform that is represented on this Zoom today, oh God. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your grace, your mercy, which is always new and always abounding. Father God, we just ask and agree, oh God, that you would bless us and keep us in your perfect peace. Will you, Lord God, we ask that you would just anoint this program for whatever it is supposed to do. And oh God, we are just excited to be able to celebrate you as creator, as Lord, and as King over our lives. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just got a email from Novena, and her mom is critically ill. They had to just take her. I guess she was in rehab, so they probably taken her to a regular hospital. So let's just come into agreement that, first of all, that God's peace is present with Novena as she's in the process of doing the paperwork and getting her mom set up, that God's peace, that she's very aware of his loving care. And we just thank you, God, for the doctors and the nurses, all those that will be attending to her mother's care. I thank you that they will have a sensitivity to the family's needs and that they will be alert and aware and be able to recognize the signs that indicate the kind of treatment that her mother will need. And we just thank you, Lord, and just fill that place, Lord, with your presence of love, peace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother, for that beautiful opening prayer. I felt his presence. Amen. I did. That was awesome. Before we start the actual interview, I thought I would share a little bit about our founder's background. Reverend Ray Rose. He is the host, as I mentioned earlier, the host and the founder of When Christians Speak Talk Radio and Christians Against Suicide and Depression. He was born in Richmond, Virginia. His mother is Pastor Lucy Rose. Ray was tremendously influenced by his mother and many others in his faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Ray accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior at the age of 12, and was ordained as a minister and preached his trial sermon at the tender age of 13. Ray strayed away from the church over the years, but in spite of himself, the Lord never left him. It took the passing of his oldest brother, Melvin, and fervent and effectual prayers for Reverend Ray to come full circle, fall on his knees, and repent. He's been a member of Tree of Life Christian Ministry since 2003, and he's involved in many ministries. Reverend Ray has a deep passion and burden for intercession. He loves the people of God, and has a great desire to be an available servant at any time that God so chooses to use him for the edification of his kingdom and his people. Reverend Ray loves to write songs, poems, short stories, plays, and he's recorded most of his dreams since the age of 12. Raise favor, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. To God be the glory. There's so much more I can share about Ray, but I just tried to keep it brief. He's going to, during this interview, he's going to share a lot more. So I think we should just get right into it. How about you guys? You ready? Okay. Well, again, I want to welcome you to our NAF anniversary. Ray, I'm speaking to you now. I'm sure that these past 9 years haven't always been a smooth journey. As with anything, I'm sure there have been bumps and bruises along the way. You know, I know you personally, so I know there has been bumps and bruises. But look, God, look at what God has done. Look what God has done. He's brought you this far by faith. So in recognition of our 9th anniversary, we thought it would be a great time for folk to hear directly from you. You've helped each of us in so many different ways. You know, you just orchestrated a lot of administrative pieces and just been there for us when we had bloopers or whatever. But this is your time, and we want people to hear directly from you. So I do want to thank you personally for agreeing to this interview. Ready? First question. Would you please share with your audience just a little bit about the purpose and the scope of this ministry, When Christians Speak Talk Radio?
All right. The purpose and the scope of When Christians Speak Talk Radio, the original purpose was to share my testimony, okay? That after I had the stroke and I'm going through the recovery. And so back in 2013, and actually there was an opportunity, Carol's sister, Carol Rose, which is my ex-wife, her sister, Aisha, was doing something similar already in New York. And she was the first person to come to me about it and show me about it. And I said, I didn't know anything what I was doing, but I felt this great burning desire to share with people that was going through traumatic experience, and to share that they can make it. And to share, even then, even though I was still going through a healing process, that God can bring them through it. So I had a great attraction, a great draw towards people that was going through, no matter whether it's heart disease, suicide, whatever it was, I wanted it to be a testimony. I never imagined it being this big, never. I thought that I would just get, you know, I didn't even know whether anybody would listen. But in the first couple of weeks, I brought on Pat Randall. I think it was about a month later, and everything. And before that, I realized it was getting too big. And I think in that first month, we had like over 50,000 listeners. And I was, okay, what do I do now? You know, I didn't know what to do. So I prayed and I asked God, I said, I can't do this by myself. Okay. I really don't know what I'm doing. There was no schooling. There was no science to follow. There was no schematic to follow to do this, do that. I had no clue. All I knew, and Pat would attest that I wanted to reach people. I wanted to reach people and let them know about Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. That's all I knew. But as far as techniques, I didn't have the right equipment. I had none of that. I had none of that. It's only till later, as I began to study and learn more about how these things work, as I started picking up different things and got people listening to different workshops and all that kind of things. But in the beginning, none of that. So the scope and the purpose was always to reach masses, reach people that normally don't normally go to church. And the internet at that time was beginning to pick up steam. And I had a while back, long time ago, probably back in probably 10 or 15 years earlier, I had started a website called I don't even remember the title, but even in that website, it was one of the first websites on the internet that was Christian based that I know of. This before this tell you how long ago it was. So I knew I had did that, and the whole purpose of that also was to reach people on the internet. So everything that we're doing, God always said, now as I'm thinking, I'm looking back and that God was beginning to put pieces in places that I didn't know. Because when I was younger, I always wanted to be in radio, but didn't, you know, never pursued it or whatever and everything. I always wanted to be in some form of radio or whatever. Just didn't think I had the voice or whatever and everything. But it took the stroke, actually, and the recovering the healing of the stroke to go forward and believe and everything, even if I didn't know anything, because I wanted to help somebody out. And that was my way of I guess now the terminology is paying it forward. And even today, I still do that. Okay, Pat just gave me a so I hope that answered your question.
Thank you. You just kind of like a lead into my next question. Okay. You kind of led into, which is really great. If you could elaborate a little bit more on anything about your own personal journey that you believe will help others strengthen their relationship with Jesus Christ. You've shared with us the scope and the vision of this ministry. You've talked about what inspired you. Anything else you want to share about your personal journey that you think there are a lot of folk out there that are hesitant for one reason or another. Yeah. And the purpose of this ministry, this particular segment, is to kind of help them along. So anything you can share about your personal journey would be appreciated.
I think for the stroke and all the different things that happened after the stroke, I think it was my belief and my trust in God, my faith in God. And I used to tell people all the time that I believe that, okay, you could take away everything there is from me, but you can't take away my faith. I might not be able to walk properly. I might not be able to talk away, but my faith is going to hold strong. Mm-hmm. I think the second thing that held me together is the people that was in my life, you know, the people that was in my life, like my family, my cousin, including Vanessa, even Carol at that time, we hadn't separated and everything. And just people that was in my life, man. And even Pastor James Robinson, the people in my life, they kept plugging in me, and other pastors, family. I mean, there's so many people that I can go over and say, they made a difference because they, whenever I got to a point where I just wanted to, and I'm telling you, I literally wanted to just give up. Then someone was always knocking on my door, someone was always calling me, or pressing me for, or praying for me, or interceding and everything. And I'm grateful to that because I know I couldn't have did it without the help of the Lord and without the prayers of the saints. And I want to say one thing, and then I'm going to give it back to you, Dad, okay? The other thing is that this broadcast was never geared to be about me, okay? It was never geared to be a Ray Rose Ministries or not. The title in itself is that God gave me that title, When Christians Speak. And the reason that title came to me, that's the title that we use, because I want us to have the ability to speak and to reach souls, to bring forth healing, and I'm trying not to cry, and to bring forth deliverance, and to let people know that they can make it. So that's why it's called When Christians Speak. I never wanted it to be about me. But God began to show me people and to present to me people that I saw the gifts and the talents that they had in them even before they knew it. You know, I saw what God was doing in their life, foresight, before they even knew it. And I knew what great things they would do, not of Ray Rose Ministry, but in general overall. That because out of their mouth came truth and everything like that, I began to bring them on. And like I said, Pat Randall was the first one with a struggle, but she came.
Amen. Watch it. This could turn into a roast.
Amen. I got to probably have about three more questions.
Okay.
And we, if we don't get through them all, that's fine. because I'm enjoying just listening a lot of what you're saying. While I may know this, just refreshing to hear more. And because I know you personally, I know what your heart, I see your heart, you know. And I just had a vision just now when you, as you were talking, when you stand before God, there are going to be so many folks that you don't even know that through this ministry and through all the various pastors and ministers here, through Brilliant Christian Speak Ministry, and you're like, really, you know? So you inspire me, bro. You inspire me. What? I want to know if you could take the time, and you don't have to give the host names, but if you would just talk about the makeup of this ministry, the makeup of the different broadcasts. Our broadcast is like Monday, pretty much all 7 days a week. So yeah, without calling who does what, you could just kind of do a snapshot of the makeup of the ministry.
Okay, well, the makeup of the ministry, well, when things begin to get organized, was just Pat Randall and myself, and she's more, I think I gave her a marketing director or something like that, Pat?
Something like that.
Because Pat does a lot of the
bottle washer, you know.
Yeah, that's right. People that keep me on track, you know. Because Pat does a lot of admin stuff, stuff that I'm not sure, and I'm not comfortable with, and everything like that. Like, this is an uncomfortable zone. But anyway, moving on. The other two people that makes up our board that in the beginning was Robin White and Gwen Dixon. They made up a board in the beginning. And I want to give a shout out to them, because we had some meetings and we had some discussions, and sometimes I would listen, sometimes I would not, and everything like that. But they stayed the course. They have not given up on me. They stayed, you know, anything I asked them to do, they did. And then, of course, we added my brother Tyrone Rose, and we added Jordana as an advisor to the board to pursue and things like that. So the board members that I have now that are current are just outstanding, you know. For me right there, I think the biggest thing is to let go and let them do their thing. And that includes Pat Randall, you know, to let them do their thing. All right, then we come to the broadcast. I can't remember who's the third person that came on. I don't know whether it was Robin Gwynn or who, but it's just, I can't remember who came on after that. It might have been Bread of Life or with Valerie Miller or something like that.
Yeah, Valerie yeah, came on with you. She started right with you on Bread of Life and then eventually started to do something.
Right. Yeah. So, but there's so many people, you know, what I need to do that has been with us throughout the 9 years and everything. And I think Reverend Gwen started doing the midday prayer, prayer and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was another one that fought me. You know, I'm not even talking about Erica Tamika with the marriage takeover. I'm going to tell this, Eric, and I hope you don't get mad at me, man. But Eric told me, in so many words, man, stop asking me. Eric told me to stop asking him, right? So, and God told me the same thing. And God said, don't ask him no more. And I said, okay, God. So I didn't ask him no more. I waited and everything. God told me then that they're going to come back to you. I said, okay, God. So I left them alone. I would see them at church, greet them, do the whole hug, and how y'all doing? I would not say one thing about the broadcast. Not one thing and everything. And then one day I got a call. Reverend Ray. Reverend Ray.
Let it go.
Reverend Ray, you know, and everything like that. I said, okay. I just said, okay, whenever you're ready. That's all I said, you know. And then it goes to Apostle Shirley. She was another one that wasn't sure mm-hmm. and everything. And then Pat brought on some great people. Mm-hmm. She brought on Lewis, you know.
Mac.
Brother Mac.
So that people will know that it's who he yeah, is. Brother Mac, it's Mac.
Brother Mac. Yeah, she brought on Mac. And then Mac brought on, what's the sister's name?
Carmen A. Booker.
Carmen A. Booker. And I mean, I trust
Pastor
that.
Paul. Pastor Paul came in around.
And Pastor Paul Morgan too. Pastor mm-hmm. Paul. And the thing about it with Pat, she knew me, and so I trusted her, you know. So I trusted her, and like I trusted Mac. And my thing is that if I trust you, then look, you tell me you got somebody, we'll work it out. If God brings somebody to you and everything like that, and everything. And I'm trying not to cry. I'm great, but and of course there's Cleophas with the men and then the singles ministry is not represented, but Bold and the Beautiful, Jordan and them started doing that. I mean, I trust the people that God has put in my circle. I'm grateful for each and every last one of you, man. I am. You guys have no idea. Ain't no way in the world that I could do this by myself. Yeah. No way. I'm grateful. You guys have touched. You talk about me touching so many lives. You guys, you are the ones that have touched so many people's lives. But why you say what you say and your wisdom and the playing of your music and the different guests, you did that. That wasn't me. All I said was just come do whatever you got to do, do. Whatever God tell you to do, do. The prayers, I mean, there's all of that. So, but I'm going to be quiet because I can go, there's so many. It's just my brother Tyrone and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many people, man. There's so many.
Yeah, because we have like about 24 hosts now who are active.
Right, right.
Yeah, and 13 so and 13 broadcasts.
Right. I mean, even some of the people in Carla Johnson and some people that we would co-host like Latasha Malone and mm-hmm. I mean just there's so many. It's just and right. Everybody brought their own piece to the table, man. I mean, I'm grateful. I'm grateful with you guys. I'm grateful. You know, I don't even feel like that I don't feel like I should be this the person that's in leadership and everything like that. But I'm glad that God has surrounded me with people that the things that I don't know how to do, you guys know how to do. What I feel weak in, you guys are strong in. Okay. We are balanced and I'm grateful for God for that. I really am. I'm grateful for God.
Right. I've got one more question.
Okay.
And then we'll turn it over. Well, I've got one more question and one more thing I want to do first. So lots of folks are going to be listening or are listening to this broadcast, to this particular segment, and they may be wondering how they can go about starting such a ministry. So if you can share an advice, wisdom, you're such a man of wisdom, seriously, stop rolling your eyes. So if you can share any tidbits or nuggets, okay, of someone who maybe thinking about contemplating starting whether a broadcast ministry or just ministry in general. And they've been pondering and procrastinating or whatever. What kind of advice can you share with them?
Okay. First, one of the things before we got incorporated, probably the best thing to do is just sit there before the Lord and decide what your audience is going to be, what your topic is going to be, what are the people that you're trying to reach? If it's be young people, if it be married, if it be singles, who you trying to reach? All right. And then begin to write down the vision and let God begin to make it plain for you. The other thing is that it's important that you find a platform that you can broadcast from, like a Spreaker or like a Blog Talk Radio. There's so many that are out there now, but back in 2013, there wasn't that many. Okay, there wasn't that many, but now there's so many out there that you more or less don't really need them. You can do it yourself if you got the financial support to do it. So those two things, and then just continue to stay lifted up to God and ask God to give you the vision and the wisdom on what to speak about and stuff, and be open, you know, and be let this be known that when you start to do ministry, this radio broadcast, any television ministry, I think Eric and Tamika was into that, or they still doing the YouTube channel and everything. And when you start doing ministry, there's always going to be, it's going to be obstacles, because anything we do for Christ, there's always going to be some form of obstacle that comes against it. So you want to be in a place where you just say, you know what, God, I know you got this. I'm going to lean on you and I'm going to trust in you and everything. A lot of ministries that I know, they get started for the money. For me, I can't do that. For me, it can't be about just money or trying to make a profit or trying to do this or whatever. None of us, I often share on the broadcast, listen, nobody's trying to buy no jet and nobody, I mean, not knocking those they have, but that's fine. That's what you want to, look, we're trying to reach masses, man. And one of the dreams that I have for when Christian Speak Talk Radio is that we begin into a place to not only give them the word of God, but be able to sow seeds to buy people houses or to give out loan money to companies or to the businesses or whatever and stuff like that, or become international when we're doing things overseas in different countries. That's the dream and the vision I have. It's always about pouring out rather than giving back in. Because I believe that if we, as whatever ministry we do, if we are obedient to the calling and to the purpose that God has given, the money part is going to always come in. Amen. You know, amen. God has always, y'all, made a way and stuff. Like, even after all that I've been through, made a way for me to continue to do this. Amen. There were times that I wanted to quit. Yes. There were times I asked God, why am I still doing this? I don't feel equipped enough. I don't feel worthy enough. What can I possibly say and everything? And then I get a testimony from somebody or email from somebody. You know, somebody way across the ocean said, I listened to your broadcast and I just want to thank you and everything. And then even with Christians Against Suicide and Depression, that was started out of the desire to help someone else out. Yeah. You know, there was some started out of the desire to point people in the right direction, both from a spiritual point and both from a mental point, because people are suffering like crazy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that we do on the broadcast, where it may be traditional in some senses, and then we try to think outside of the box in most cases and stuff like that, on how we interact with people, to point them in the right direction to help prayer with. Okay? Hope I answered your question. I think I talked for 5 minutes at a time.
No, this is good. This is really good. This is really good. This actually concludes the interview part of this program. I wanted to turn it over to Pat. And she'll take it up from here. But I just want to thank you because I think this has been helpful to our listeners and just helps them know that they can keep on keeping on, you know, because without a vision, the people perish. So thank you, Reverend Ray. Thank you so much.
Okay. Wait, before Pat, I want to say something to each one of the hosts of those to be listening. Listen, I encourage you to whatever ministry that God has given you, some of you already do it, to pursue it, to use social media like crazy, man. It's an avenue that most churches don't have at their disposal, or they're not really good at it, whatever, but use it, man. Or whether it's TikTok, I posted a video on TikTok, Instagram, I mean, not just Facebook, but because there's so many, just use it, man. You never know who's watching you or listening to you. I know the Mac does that already. Anything. I think the Bold and Beautiful task does a lot of that and everything like that. You know, and then I think Apostle Shirley does a lot of the Facebook Live video. So some of us are doing it. You know, if I got to come up out of my comfort zone, you got to come out of yours. All right, I'm done.
That's your words of wisdom for us. Well, thank you. You know, it's interesting when Van, when you reached out to me about this ninth, that we're in our ninth year, I did not realize that many years had gone by. And I remember the beginning. I remember when Ray approached me regarding, he was, the interesting thing is how he did it. He brought me in to just be like a guest, right? So I'm thinking, I was hemming and hawing about that, but I said, okay, I'll try this guest thing. So I'll show up as a guest, right? And then, you know, next thing I know, I'm showing up again as a guest. So now, you know, I'm guesting a little bit more often. And so then the next thing I know, he said, well, why don't you take over this, bro? Why don't you take over this show? And I'm thinking like, wait a minute. I mean, you know, it's the interesting part is that what you did for me is made me stop and really start to have a conversation with myself about allowing God to be God in my life and to direct what I do, as opposed to me deciding, you know, because we grow up in a society where, you know, we're taught to decide. We decide what our career is and what's our direction, what school we're going to go to. And it's all about us. And it's never. And so we end up defining ourselves. And so what Ray did for me is it caused me to step back and allow the Lord to speak to me about who he said I was. And so next thing I know, I'm here, and I guess I've been here with you for the 9 years, praise the Lord, and watch the ministry and watch this ministry grow. And we've been blessed with some of the most wonderful people. But what I want to say about you, Ray, and your heart and your love for people, you had a guest on a few years back. And this woman, she had a presence on social media. She had gone through some trauma in her life and had gotten through it. And so she had set up a Facebook page where she would share what she went through and the process of going through that and coming out of it. And Ray had her on the show, and she was not a Christian. She was just out there sharing about what she'd gone through and how she'd gone through it. And that impressed me a lot, because in a lot of Christian circles, you know, you've got to fit the label. So if you're not saying I'm a Christian, then you're not allowed to speak. You're not qualified to speak. And so that impressed me so much that his heart was so open. But what happened in the end was she ended up finding Christ.
Yeah.
And later on, she came back on the show and she came back saved. And so when we close people out, and say, oh, well, no, because you got, if you haven't confessed and you haven't said this prayer, you haven't come to the altar, you know, then you, okay. And so I love that about him, that he's not so boxed into tradition and so boxed in that you begin to exclude people.
Right.
Because if we're about including people, we can't start excluding people. Hmm. And that's what I loved about your heart, Ray, and that you are really about reaching people. And I'm grateful to be a part of this, this whole When Christians Speak Talk Radio. It has been a real blessing in my life. And there were days when, because I do a weekly broadcast, and there were days when it was just what I needed, just what the Holy Spirit was giving me to share with the people was something that I needed to hear myself to move me into my next place, or to get me out of a place where I was stuck, you know. And so the ministry has blessed me in so many ways, and especially your heart. And, you know, I love joking with you and, you know, having fun with you, but on this serious note, I'm grateful to you, and I'm grateful for your life. I'm grateful that God has blessed you, has blessed me with your presence in my life. So thank you, brother.
Amen. Thank you. Bless God.
All right. Louis, I know that you've got to take off. Matt, see, they got me calling you Louis, and I never call you Louis. Matt?
I know. Well, you know, it's so interesting. I had a feeling too, Pat Randall, that somehow I would follow right after you. And it's actually appropriate, because you talked about how you got roped into this thing by being invited to be interviewed. And somehow or another, I feel like that's the same thing that happened to me. So I end up being on your program, and I'll never forget it, because we actually had some technical difficulties, which required that we needed to do a part two. Just so happens that the very popular Reverend Ray volunteered his program to continue the part two. And that's how I officially got to know him. And it was during that second interview where you guys started throwing things out like, have you ever thought about doing this yourself? Have you ever thought about writing a book? And I was really thinking in my mind, these two people are crazy. But obviously, Pat Randall, Reverend Ray trained you well, because it was just like persistent, persistent, persistent. And the next thing you know, 7 years ago in February, I found myself on the air, not knowing what in the world was going on with just a microphone and me. And that was the beginning of it all. And so to really bring this into to Reverend Ray, my brother, I just appreciate the opportunity that you opened up for me. I realized early on that this was the first time that I really had a chance to be able to share the gospel and know that it could literally go out to the nations, which is very important for me, and that you provided that avenue through When Christians Speak Talk Radio to create a platform that you didn't try to micromanage, that I could be my creative self, that you never monitored who would be a guest or the subject matter of it. And I really appreciate that, because as you shared earlier, you know, you just wanted to give people a platform, and I can testify that you have given that platform to mm-hmm. me. I am forever grateful for it. And because of that platform, here I am 7 years later into this. And yes, I've now been able to branch out into a video format that I do on YouTube and other things that have opened up, because 7 years ago, I decided to be a guest on one of the programs on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. There's nothing that we could say that could ever really show our true appreciation, mm-hmm. but just know in our hearts that we've got incredible love for you, my brother. Nothing but the best for you. Like, we just pray that every opportunity that the Lord has for you, that you will boldly walk through and take advantage of it. And just know that if there's no one else on the sidelines that's rooting for you, I'm here, my brother, rooting for you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm not going to call you guys out. So I'm just going to, who wants to share next? Well, I'm kind of looking at Gwen, though. You know, Reverend Gwen? Yeah.
Go on, Gwen.
There's something about you that's calling out to me, girl.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. My eyes just zoomed in. I said, there she is.
But I'm going to tell you, I've been emotional with you, Reverend Ray, this whole night, because I met Reverend Ray. I don't remember what year I started at TOLCM. We were out in Virginia at the first school, not the second school. I don't know what year that was. What year did you have the stroke?
2006.
2006. So it must have been about... because it was right after you had the stroke. I remember that very well. And I remember I had walked in into the school, and we had to walk up the steps to get into the auditorium. Do you remember that? And you and Carol was coming in. I don't know. I know it was the Holy Spirit now that was over you, but I didn't know what was going on with you at the time, because I had just started coming to that church. And you was giving glory to God. I don't know if you was having difficulty going up the steps or what, but I remember watching you. And then I was sitting behind you and Carol in the sanctuary, if you remember that.
Right, I remember that.
And then we moved on to the other building. It was like it was a separation or something. We weren't sitting the same way that we were sitting before. And I'm almost like Reverend Pat and Mac. Reverend Ray knew my passion for interceding and praying for people. And when he started the When Christians Speak Talk Radio, just like everybody else, he wheeled me in. But I am so grateful to God, Reverend Ray, for you wheeling me in, because it has given me spiritual maturity. It makes me stay in the Word of God. I love the fact that I am reaching so many people in prayer. First, I was just praying, and then I kept asking Reverend Ray for instructions, what to do. He wouldn't give me no pointers whatsoever, none. and then I was so nervous with electronics. I'm so nervous with them. So he would be on with me every Wednesday. And then all of a sudden he would tell me, I can't be on with you. I done told you what to do. It's not that hard. And I don't forget the first Wednesday that I had to do the recording by myself. And I said, okay, God, it's just you and I. And then when I first tried to hit the button to record, it wouldn't record. It was already 1 o'clock. I panicked. I broke out in a sweat and everything. And Reverend Ray came on the line. You remember that? And I said, please record for me. He said, okay, I'm going to record, but I'm not going to be on this line next Wednesday. He kept on saying that. And then finally he said, I gotta stop getting on the line with you, because you're not going to learn as long as I'm always getting on the line with you. And then Reverend Ray just disappeared. Just left me all by myself.
Yeah, that's
I praise God for that. I don't even know if you even listen to Midday Glory now, but I praise God for that, because it taught me how to put my announcement on Facebook. It taught me how to, what you call it, Reverend Ray, when you tag people, right?
Tag people, right.
Yes.
Yeah. Reverend Gwen has come a long way. Bless God.
Yes. Yes. But I am very emotional myself tonight, because you know how you accept Christ in your life, and you know in your heart, you know where your heart is as you're growing in the Lord. And then for someone like Reverend Ray to come along and ask you to get on a broadcast to pray for people. And you know, they don't see you, but still they're gonna hear you. And I'm concerned that I'm not going to articulate my words right. I'm not gonna pray the right way. And God began to beat me up about that. Don't worry, you just open your mouth and God will speak for you. Don't worry about what nobody gotta say about it, because if they're talking about you, they're talking about God. So just do the Lord's work and let it go. Mm-hmm. So Reverend Ray, I am so grateful to you. I know that he and I have hit heads. We've argued at each other, we screamed at each other, but that's my little brother, right? That's a joke behind there, because I always thought he was older than me. And then I found out the Joker is younger than me. I was like, what? So he is my little brother that I love very, very much, even though he says that I don't contact him like I used to.
Bless God.
But I love you, Reverend Ray. I appreciate you with all my heart. Midday Glory has really blessed my heart, like I said before. And then Reverend Ray sent me an email that there are foreign countries that are actually dialing in to Midday Glory. And I did not know that. And that blessed me. And it's because that's what I wanted to do. I pray for the entire world, and to know that you have people all in the foreign countries listening to you, it truly, truly blessed me.
Amen. And before I move on to you, Brother Cleo, I want to go back to Mac and just say that his broadcast is a monthly broadcast, and it's called Adoration. Amen. And it's at 7 p.m. and it is the second Monday?
Third Monday.
It's the third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. and that's Adoration. And Brother Cleo is with the men's ministry, R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, okay?
She got that all wrong.
It's not Real Life. I thought it was Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. What is it? founder?
It's Real Men, Real Life, Real Talk.
Oh, okay.
R3.
Yeah, maybe R3. Maybe I should stick with R3, huh? Okay.
Oh, wow. You know, what do you say? You know, I remember Ray called me. I was in the car on my way home from work. And quite frankly, I don't even know how long we've been on. I don't know if we've been on 2 years, 3 years. It seems like we've been on a long time. Yeah. But he called me, and you know, I was quite surprised that I got the call. But you know, my answer immediately was yes, because just like he and just like all of you that are on here, you know, I have a passion as well to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to others. And this broadcast has been just such a blessing to me. You know, a lot of times when you think that you're blessing others, you're really truly blessing yourself, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's been just such a blessing to me. And you know, you would think that you, we have these topics that we're going to speak about all planned out, you know. and sometimes it's a text message on Sunday morning. Hey, bros, what y'all want to talk about this week? And some of the topics that we've had and some of the discussions that we've had have just been, oh, my God, so impactful. And again, not just for the people that are hearing, but for me. Yeah. And, you know, I was once told by one of my bosses that you're an introvert, you know, and I want an extrovert, you know, to run my store. And it's not what people call you, it's what you answer to. And I refuse to believe that I'm an introvert. Yes, I love my quiet time. I can sit home on my day off and do absolutely nothing. But you start talking about our God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm constantly in the Word. This broadcast has challenged me to you know, step my game up, to come up. And because I never know what we're going to talk about. It's not rehearsed. It's not, you know, we don't know a month in advance, or for that matter, an hour in advance, what we're going to talk about. And so you got to be in the Word, and you got to allow God to use you. And so I thank you. I thank you, Brother Ray.
That's right.
Because it has forced me to be what God has called me to be. And you never know how God is going to use you. You never know which way God is going to use you. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the scripture says, be ready in season and out of season. And so this has just been, it's a joy to me. It's not work. I don't think I missed very many broadcasts, right. Because I, number one, God called me to this,
right.
Through Brother Ray. And if this is what God wants me to do, then I'm gonna be available, you know. And so my wife knows that on second Sunday at 7 o'clock, I'm gonna be on a broadcast. So so again, I don't want to belabor the point, but I am so thankful to you.
Thank God.
I'm so godly proud of you. And where he's brought, I came to that hospital after you had that stroke, and we prayed. And who would have known, or who would have thought, that this relationship, and I value our relationship. I love you. Amen. I love you like you're my very own flesh and blood brother. Yeah. And we are first cousins. And so, you know, I honor you. You're my man, bro.
Amen. God bless,
amen, man. Amen. 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 Okay, Jordana, you're going to open up. This is a host, one of the hosts from Bold and Beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Reverend Curtis.
Yeah, so why don't you? Yeah.
So myself and Reverend Curtis down, I don't know where he's on your screen. He's at the bottom of my screen.
He's on the bottom of my screen.
We are representing Bold and Beautiful Podcast, which is designed to give voice to young people across this country and maybe one day all over the world. The two things that I want to say about this ministry and about Reverend Ray, one of the things that I love most about Reverend Ray is that there is almost like a childlike like joy and excitement that he still has to this day. And that is a beautiful thing. I think sometimes us in, you know, like the Christian world, we can become real adults when it comes to like God, and we can get a little starchy, we can button it up, and we lose a kind of like joy and excitement. And what Ray emanates from like the very pit of his soul is this childlike joy and excitement. And I think that that is something that is to be emulated. I think that we should be coming to God like children, and we should maintain the excitement in the relationship because it continues to grow and continues to deepen. And I love that about him. I mean, I've watched it and it has blessed me. The second thing is I love also about this ministry and what he has created is that sometimes when men create stuff, they get real controlling over it, right? Like we have seen it happen. We don't have to name stuff, but we have seen how when man creates something and it's his vision and not God's vision, it becomes very controlling and regimented and led by rules. And just as Ray shared, he trusts his hosts. And he allows us to be where God has us. He allows us to run our shows in the way that God wants us to run our shows. And he doesn't like question or second guess or try and control how we do it. And I think that that is, again, something to be emulated, how God has given Ray both the vision and authority and trust over creating something that he knew, like, if I give this to Ray, he will take this vision and he'll allow it to grow into what it's supposed to be. Ray won't try and control it. Ray won't try and change it. I'm going to entrust this vision to this man to bring this into the earth. And I think that is a testament to the faith and trust that God has in you, Ray. I think it is a beautiful thing and something for you to be proud of, that God sees something in you to entrust you with this vision, which I believe is beautiful, and which, you know, until God says otherwise, I will be here for the ride and the journey. Amen. So I love you. And I thank you for giving us the opportunity to have a show like this. And I just love you. Curtis, mm-hmm. What you gonna say?
Bless God.
So it was a cold winter day in 1994 in the year of our Lord. No, I'm just playing. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. That's just me. All right. Did I freeze? I think no. I froze. Oh, there I go. I'm back. Ow! Here we go. So yeah, it was a cold winter day on 301. And we was eating brunch or breakfast. I think it was breakfast, right? So they introduced Ray to me and Reverend Ray to me and I to him. And I can just say that I appreciated your spirit then and I appreciate your spirit now. You accepted me as you met me that day, not knowing me. They just introduced me and said, well, we got an idea for a show for the youth. We're going to call it this. I think it was the boat. Yep, they said Boat and the Beauty. They said they wanted me to be the beauty on the show. So I told them, sure, no problem.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying the Lord saved the beauty of his holiness. If he can be beautiful, I can too, right? You know, I got two bold co-hosts, right? But the thing about it, you gave us an opportunity to show the whole world that you can live and love out loud for Jesus and still have fun. You can be young, saved, and fly. And ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, so we appreciate the opportunity, not just to let us be who we are in Christ, but also to allow us to have an opportunity to share the platform that you have been given and envisioned for us to be able to just spread the gospel throughout the whole world. Disciples beget disciples. And that's what you've done, because what you basically did, you called a group of people And I guess we can all say that sometime, some way, fashion, form, we wasn't always who we are right now, but yet God brought us together. And now we have a conglomerate of individuals impacting the world. I mean, come on, that's a lot to say right there. I mean, we might be here on this Zoom right now, and it might be in the small little Zoom boxes and stuff like that, but we outside the box on this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I bless the Lord for a man like you that has a vision in the heart to run after, because guess what? What you just said, what faith is all about. You did it scared, didn't know anything, didn't have the right, that you just knew what you heard and then you got to it. You know what I'm saying? So I thank you for allowing us to be a part of the vision that you have, that we may carry the baton, that we may run the race with you, that we may impact nations, that we may change generations, that we may release fire to all that we meet through the airwaves and also face to face. We appreciate you. And I do salute you, my friend, Reverend Ray, I salute you for what you do, man. God bless you. And I love you too, man. I appreciate you.
Love you too, bro.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I guess, did Marriage Takeover leave? Have they left?
They had another show that they had another.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Robin, are you still with us? Because I know you were in the car. Robin, are you still connected?
Yes, I am connected. I'm just walking into my home, but bless God, I've enjoyed this this time in this interview, and I'm just thankful to Reverend Ray and all that he has done. And I'm just thankful mostly to God, because it's truly God who has pulled this group together of all of those who are. Did I freeze?
No, you didn't.
No, we can hear you.
Did I freeze?
No, you're
still
okay.
There.
Hello?
Am I back? Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I think I froze. Did you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think I froze on my side. But I do thank God, because it's truly, as Reverend Ray has said, this is a God-ordained ministry. God has pulled it forth through all that he has gone through. It has truly developed what the ministry has become. And I would have to say that those who are all called to have to be speakers are those that God had already preordained and called to be there. And that Reverend Ray has been that conduit to bring you all to the masses, so that all of that, what he has placed in each of us, can go forth. So I do thank God for Reverend Ray's just obedience, even to when he was asking individuals to come on. And he can tell you that he received so many no's. No, 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 I can't. It's not no, no, no. You know, he gave the example of Reverend Tamika and Reverend Eric, you know, but even in the face of all of that, he kept forging ahead. And so I just thank God that of the persistence that God has placed in him, because he has truly reached many people. And one thing that has resonated between what everyone has said is that Reverend Ray truly has a heart for people. And that is hands down the epitome of who he is that he has a heart for people. He has a heart for people who are hurting. He has a heart for people who may have a need. He will do whatever he can to meet that need, or be that one who connects someone to another who may be able to help in a need. So I just thank God for Reverend Ray and for When Christians Speak. It's an awesome ministry, and I do know that it will go forth and do many more great things with him being the leadership. As much as he tries to put it off to someone else, it is what God has given to him. And so therefore he will always be the leader and the head and the visionary of When Christians Speak. So I'm just thankful to God to be a part of it, to help Reverend Ray wherever I may be able to at the times that he asks me. So he is not only my fellow brother in Christ, but he is, you know, a very dear and close family member of mine, and I love him very much. So keep going forth, Ray, keep pressing on, keep being persistent, because in your persistence, you will pull out the God-given gifts that God has placed in individuals with whom you are pulling it out of. Amen.
Bless God.
Amen. Ray, I know that you were at first uncomfortable about doing this
Zoom call. But what I hope it is doing for you, that it is energizing you and getting you ready for the next phase. And to really be so anchored in what God has called you to do, that you can move forward unwavering.
Amen.
Unwavering. And whatever he asks you to do, that you'll do it without hesitation. Amen. Because he loves you. Because he loves you.
Yes.
It's all because he loves you. You know, so often we forget about that is one of the most important things, is that he loves us. He loves me. He loves you. And that's the first thing in God's heart. And then everything else is just flowing out of that love relationship.
Amen.
But it is about how much he loves us. So I am going to ask someone to close us out in prayer. And we'll, you know, you want to?
Before we close out, but I was just saying, I need to say, I wanted to take this opportunity to just share a little bit too, to echo what everyone else has already said. When you know someone personally, and then you know them in a minister fashion, and that person is the same, it's awesome. You know, what's behind closed doors, the same as what's in open doors. I have seen this man of God when he's been at his very ill. Yeah, he pushes through. The audience, the folk don't know, when he comes on that broadcast, sometimes he has just not been feeling well at all, but he's steadfast and unmovable. Mm-hmm. And I give God the glory for him, not because he's my natural brother, but because he is an example, great example of a Christian. I've seen, the number one thing I want to say, this man loves the Lord. He has a passion for souls. He loves the Lord. And he is unselfish. I think they would give you a shirt off his back if he needed to. He's unselfish. And everyone has said, I share what everyone has said, he definitely does not micromanage. He lets you flow with your gift. And I thank God for that, Ray. I love you, my brother. And I just want, I know I did the interview up front, but I didn't get a chance to tell you how much I appreciate you, how much I admire you. You inspire me to keep on going and doing everything. When I've been discouraged, you have inspired me in so many ways, so many ways. And I thank you and I love you so much.
Love you too, sis. Love you too.
And you. Let's mention also that you're the host of His Abounding Grace, which is on every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you've been yes. faithful in and just, it's just been a wonderful broadcast. So we've been blessed by that. I'm looking at you, Brother Cleo. I'm thinking, like, you look like you ready. You got a prayer up in there.
How'd I know you were going to call on me? Hey, listen, what an awesome evening this evening. And you know, it's always an honor to give people their flowers or their roses while they're still here. And I think we're all truly blessed to know this man. You know, I've known him all my life, and I know what type of man he is, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for all of the people that have poured into his life, into Brother Ray's life, all of the people that you've set up in his life, Father, that you preordained and predestined to be a part of his life and be a part of this ministry, Father. And Father, we thank you for even those that are yet to come on board, Father, those that you've preordained and predestined to be a part of the ministry to carry it even further, Father. We thank you for the witty inventions and the great ideas, Father. We thank you for the vision that you placed in him, Father. And Father, we thank you that there's clarity in his mind, Father, that he will continue to grow in his ministry, Father, in his knowledge of you, Father, that you may be able to lead him into deeper waters, Father, into waters that he never even knew that were in him or that he could channel out into, Father. And Daddy, we just give you praise, glory, and honor for all of the co-hosts and the hosts that have helped him out through the years, Father. And we know that it's because of you. This is ordained of you, Father. And Daddy, we ask you that as we go continue to go through, that we would be obedient to the call of God that's on our lives. Obedience is the covenant connected, and that we walk by faith in it, Father, that we not be afraid. As Brother Ray said earlier, Father, that even when we're shaking in our shoes, that we will trust you. And we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for health and wholeness in his body, Father. Health and wholeness in his mind, Father. That he may live out his days, that his latter end will be far greater than his former, Father. And we do ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, that concludes this episode. We have a second one coming up, but bless God. We thank you guys for listening, and we will see you all later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.